Welcome to the Horsewise podcast with Lynn Reardon, where we share stories of horses and people and what they teach each other. On today's episode, I attempt my first ever 5-minute podcast on small habits that you can do every day to help your horse. I hope you enjoy the show and have a wonderful day. Hi, everyone. I'm Lynn Reardon, the host of the podcast and head coach at Horsewise. Today, I'd like to talk about something for as close to 5 minutes as I can manage. I'm pretty wordy, so 5 minutes is a challenge for me. But I wanted to talk about habits that are small, but can really, really go a long way with your horse. And back in the day when I used to hear about these kinds of things, I would assume one of two things. Either A, that it was just some kind of gimmicky hack, you know, life hack, horse hack, and I would kind of dismiss it. Or I would see it as yet another example of where I wasn't quite perfect enough. So I would maybe have a mental resistance against it. Like, oh, no, I don't perfectly, you know, hang my bridle a certain way in the tack room. And, you know, I guess that means that I'm just never going to quite be good enough, even though that's not what the individual trainer or website was trying to tell me by sharing this hack. I would just sort of have that response to it. And I'm sure most of you are a lot less adolescent than I am, but I can be pretty immature at times. Now, looking back, I feel like, okay, well, maybe I'm slightly more mature now. Maybe I'm more at kind of a college student level. Nothing against college students. But for me, I realized over the years, particularly the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, that these small habits mean a lot to the horse. And it's a form of courtesy. So if someone goes out of their way to be extra courteous to you, to remember something about how you like, let's say you go to your doctor's office and they already have all of your records ready, they remember your name without reading it off the sheet, and they also ask you questions that are more personal, you feel a sense of, hey, this office, this doctor's office really cares about me. There's a lot of courtesy and a lot of respect that's being directed toward me. And therefore, you are more inclined to perhaps respond with courtesy and respect. And even more importantly, with trust. It's a way to establish trust. So with some of these kind of habits, these small habits that I'd like to talk about over the next few weeks on really, really short, as close to 5 minutes as I can manage podcasts, that's what these are all about. So the first one that I'd like to talk about today is how to halter your horse. And I know a lot of really skillful horse people who are far more talented at competition, eventing, barrel racing than I could ever hope to be, who bridle their horses or halter their horses by walking straight up to them, straight between their eyes, and putting the halter or the bridle noseband, just flipping it over their nose. And while a lot of horses who are well-trained will just sort of take that in stride, it really is a little bit rude. And should you come into an unexpected situation where even the gentlest horse could be scared by something out of the blue, you have no way to help that horse. That horse will not be able to stay within that loop of the noseband being tossed over its nose straight on, and it's much more likely to skitter backwards. Again, even the gentlest horse, if something really unusual happened that you couldn't have predicted, lightning striking, you know, 4 feet away or whatever. So the way I like to approach a horse to halter him is to come from the left side and to the left side of his head or her head. And I use a rope halter, but even whatever halter you use, leather or nylon, it's the same principle. What I do is I like to have the part of the halter, the strap that goes behind the ears, I like to have that unbuckled. And when I approach the horse, I tip the horse's head toward me with the halter under its neck, and then I tip it so the horse can put their nose into the halter for me. And then I buckle that strap. The chin strap, in the case of a rope halter, that's fixed, of course, but if it was a chin strap or under the jaw strap of a nylon halter, that would remain buckled. There's a lot of advantages to that. It's very small, but it says to the horse that I'm going to approach you in a way that is more comfortable. I'm going to approach you in a way that you can truly see me coming, because they can't see very well when we approach them straight on. And for safety, I'm going to put this halter on in such a way that if you were to spook or get scared, I could more quickly and easily buckle it without maybe scaring you. And then the final thing is that it builds in a little teeny bit of softness right from the start that you can then build on. A softness of the horse maybe tipping its nose to you and starting your whole session with a softness and with a respect that's mutual. So I'm looking at the clock as I'm going on, and I'm slightly over 5 minutes, but I'm very close, so I'm proud of myself. As I said, I'm pretty wordy. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, or if you can't envision what I'm talking about, go ahead and drop me an email at horsewisecoach@icloud.com, and I'll send you a couple of photographs and a super short video to watch. And please don't feel silly or stupid if you don't know what I'm talking about. As I said, I have watched many very skilled, very experienced horse people, even upper level eventers, halter their horses in a way that was maybe inadvertently less courteous than the way that I'm talking about, because they rely on their horses being super well trained to sort of fill in for them, and they've never seen the need for it to take that extra step. But those extra steps really make a big difference, and I always feel like if there are small things we can do every day that will build softness in our horse, that will develop trust in our horse, and develop mutual respect between ourselves and our horses, why not do them? It's such a small thing, these little horsewise habits. I hope you've enjoyed my attempt, my very first attempt, to do a 5-minute podcast, which was a spectacular failure as we edge into 7 minutes here. And as always, I thank you for listening, and I hope you have a really great day.